Okay, good evening. We are ready to learn. I'm very excited about this topic. Kiddush and Shul on Friday night. An informal poll seems that majority of shuls do not say Kiddush and Shul on Friday night. I think we're in the minority. If you think otherwise, that's fine. I didn't do a real survey. Anecdotally speaking to friends, tell me them over the years. We say Kiddush and Shul on Friday night. I want to understand why. I want to understand why some don't. And I want to talk about Yontif as well, because currently the minhag here, I don't know if it's a minhag, it's just not done. Yeah, yeah. And the question is why, and why. I don't know if I have a maskana tonight, whether it should be changed, but we have until Pesach. So I have a couple months to work that through. So let's get started.
I see old folks are allowed. Thank you. I wasn't talking to you.
Okay, here, you don't need all of them, you just need one. So let's get started. It's a Gemara, it's actually a Gemara that we saw 2 weeks ago, but we'll see it again. The Gemara in Psachim, in talking about Kiddush, the Gemara in source number one, tells us, Osam b'nei Adam shekidshu b'beis hakneses. And we're going to come back to be medayik in those words, just how the Gemara formulates this idea. Those people who said Kiddush and Shul, Amar Rav, Yidei Yayin lo Yatsu, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. Rav says Yidei Yayin, that means the Bori Priya Geffen, we spoke about this 2 weeks ago, the Bori Priya Geffen recited in Kiddush does not work for your Bori Priya Geffen later when you get home. Shinui Makom, Tzarech Levarech, Atzah Halacha and Birchas Hanehenin, not a halacha in Hilchos Kiddush. Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. But the Kiddush they said in Shul, they were Yosei Kiddush. Why not? They made Kiddush. The Gemara is going to end up saying that Rav holds that you don't need Kiddush from Akum Suda. So if you don't need Kiddush from Akum Suda, the Kiddush in Shul, even though it's not going to be followed by a meal, will still be a valid Kiddush. Ushmuel Omar, Afi de Kiddush lo Yatsu. Shmuel says, not only de Yayin lo Yatsu, but de Kiddush lo Yatsu, you're not Yotze Kiddush. Good. So the Gemara asks, El Rav, Lam Lakush Ebebese. The Gemara assumes that Rav made Kiddush when he got home. Why, if you're Yotze Kiddush, why make Kiddush again? So says the Gemara, Kidei Lahotzi, Banav, Ubnei Beso, to be Motzi his family. Ushmuel, Lama Lila Kiddush, Ebe Kiddushta. Wait a second. If you're not Yotze Kiddush, then what's the point? Why are you doing things that you're not Yotze? So says the Gemara, Lafuke Orchin, Yechavasan, the Achlu, Vishasa, the Gonabi Kiddushta. If you most of the guests, they would eat, they would sleep, drink, they would sleep in Shul. And they needed a Kiddush. They needed someone to say Kiddush for them. They didn't know how to make Kiddush. So the Shliach Sibor or the Shamish, whomever it was, would be up there and would say Kiddush. Says the Gemara, Vazda Shmuel Otaimei, Damar Shmuel Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. The reason why you're not Yotze the Kiddush is because it's not Kiddush from B'Makom Suda. But you would be Motzi the guests in Kiddush. So you stop here. The reason Kiddush was made in Shul Friday night was for one reason and one reason only. There were guests who would sleep there. They needed someone to recite Kiddush for them. Who's going to recite Kiddush for them? They didn't know it. They needed someone. So the person made Kiddush. The simple logic would say that if you don't have guests in Shul, and we don't, and I've never seen that. Yes, there's a bar mitzvah. There's an ofrof. I spent a Shabbos in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, when I was in yeshiva for the year. If you go to Karlin Stalin, that base medrash of the Stalin and Hasidim, you go into the back of the shul, you just stand in the back, and people bring you in for meals. But they're taking you to their house. You're not eating in the shul. So if there's no guests eating in shul, which you don't really have to, maybe you'll tell me there are places, I've yet to see it. So it's Brach L'Tala, seemingly. And in fact, Tosas and the Rosh both say this. Tosas on the page, in Psachim, it's over here in source number two. Tosos says, "V'heicha deleika orchem samach lebeis haknesses." If they're not ein lekadosh, that brach latala, brach latala. It's machlokas rishonim. Tosos learns it's an iser daraisa, brach latala. The kaimel on kishmua. We hold like Shmuel that you need ein kiddush al b'makom suda. So if you hold like Shmuel ein kiddush al b'makom suda, you're not being most anyone. It would be a brach latala. The rush as well. The came the hilchas kishmua hamakadosh lebeis haknesses ileika orchem. Nire Tehavya Bracha Levatala. And we're going to come back. The Shulchan Aruch seems to go with this. It's a bracha levatala. Now, it's on us to understand why we, other shuls as well, but why we do say Kiddush. What would be a reason? What about bracha levatala? Why are we not worried about bracha levatala?
First of all, I mean, he's saying that's, we don't just uproot, notwithstanding the fact that
we don't say butlotam butlotakana. What's the proof for that? Which we did twice today. Maybe unless you daven bichidus, chazar is a shots.
Oh, well.
Why are we doing chazar shots?
Yeah. Because
when was the last time you had someone who's Shana, they ain't no Bucky, they won with Motse?
Clearly, okay.
What? Okay, you're right. That goes to get that Rav Soloveitchik, Tefillas Hatzibur, Rav Shimshon Pinkus we spoke about. But that's not the Pashtus, right?
Okay, all
right. It's a fair point. So the Ran comments, he doesn't bring up Chazar Shatz, we'll see a chip of the Rambam who does. The Ran on the Gemara Pesachim.
Besides today, everybody's a Bucky in Tefillah. Is everyone a Bucky in Tefillah? I mean, some people need to be Yotze with through Chazar Shatz.
No? Yeah?
No?
I guess let me ask you a question. You down for the Amud frequently.
That's weird. Yeah.
You down for the Amud frequently. Yeah. When you down for the Amud, you had that in mind that you're going to be Motzi the Eino Bucky?
I have in mind that Motzi.
Yeah?
Not really.
Right.
Well.
So, okay. Yeah. So says the Ran. Vanu achshav afagav de lo achli in source number 4 de lo achli orchim beiknishda vinak tina den kiddush makom suda. So now we don't have guests, and we hold that you need kiddush makom suda. Afilo achli naktina lekiddush beiknishda. You should still make kiddush, says the Ran. Why? The cave on the meikara iskun mishum orchim. Since initially it was it, Amrina lei. This is what you were saying, Larry, in different words. Shetakonos chachamim kavuos hein. A takana of chazal is there. Even when the reason is longer applicable, the takana remains. And he has a proof. Kidash kachinan b'me'in sheva, the mayor of Shabbos. Why do we do me'in sheva? The bracha after Shmona Esrei and Shabbos. Why was that established? Mishum am shebesados haba machrona. They would come from the fields. It was dark. It was dangerous. Afilo achi, afilo hecha deleisel yitayma, kigon de'isneu kul be'kinishna. Nowadays we don't have a problem. Or in a place where everyone's there, Amrina Lay, the cave of the Iskin Iskin, we haven't abolished Main Sheva. The Rambam in Tshuva was asked about Chazar Shashatz. You would make a lot of people happy if we got rid of Chazar Shashatz. Not Rav Pinkus and not us, because we learned about the beauty. It would make things a lot quicker. Depending on who's davening, we could shave off 4 to 6 minutes. So the Rambam was asked this question. It's very interesting how the Rambam, the question was formulated. Sheila, Yorenu Morenu. Oh, it's just, they're pointing out it's unbelievable that we have a tshuva from the Rambam. I mean, I guess it's not more unbelievable that we have the Gemara, but it's unbelievable that we have tshuvas from the Rishonim. Yeah. It's incredible. Sheila, Yorenu Morenu, Bechevras Pnei Adam, Hispalu, Virubam Bekiyin Betfila, and most of them are Bekiyin. Im Yazdir Shliach Sibur Atfila Leim, so it sounds like the Eino Baki needs a davening, but it'll embarrass him if there's one person there, no one knows he's not a Baki. If the Shliach Tzibur is going to go ahead and I guess repeat the Shmona Esrei, somehow they'll know that it's for this guy. That's what the tefillah is. I don't know why he's not worried about the one individual. I don't know why it'd be bracha levatala. It goes by rove. I'm not sure. Oh, yerid shaslis palo, v'lo yispalu la'atzman b'lachash, k'deishol tispatel toras asidra. Maybe they shouldn't do the silence from Esrei at all. The Rambam says tshuva. You could go to the left column. He says ein tefilas hashatz bracha levatala klal. It's not a bracha levatala at all. Mipnei ha'takana, because of the takana. V'afil ein bezos ha'chabura mishlo yatsa. Even if there's no one who wasn't yotzei, k'mo shetikna b'kiddush beis ha'knesses. V'im ha'yu b'mei ha'orchim yichayvu kein b'chol batei knesios. All shuls, v'afil ein shem orchim. Even if there's no one in shul, k'mo she'amru The Ichor Arvis Lo Shabbos. Mimnei Ma'achrin. What the Ran said. Bracha Achas Mein Sheva. Lavo. Mimnei Ma'achrin Lavo. Vitzar Chlunel Kach Tomid. Vafilu Ein Sham Mishlo Ba. Uchmo Kein Kol Dover Haniskan Mipnei Siba. Lav Davka Shetiz Damin Asiba. Asher Ba Avura Niskan. El Tzarech Linol Kein Tomid. Benim Tiyah Siba. Ola. Now it happens to be, there are, we could probably talk about 10 to 15 cases. My Magulim is an interesting one. We learned in Avodah Zarah share 3 days.
We did do away with it.
Yeah, some when you do and some you don't is very...
But there it made it the place where there was.
Yes, we spoke about that. That was the, was it the Matthew Frank? Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz. The Matthew Yonasan, the Rev Reisman had quote, and we brought a proof from a Rosh Mitt. Dancing and clapping on Shabbos, medicine on Shabbos, Mayim Achronim. I mean, there are a ton of examples. We're not going to compare and contrast each one. But the Rambam says that there's three that we know of. There's Kiddush in Shul, Friday night, even though there's no guests. There's Chazar Shashatz, and there's the Brach Achas Me'in Sheva on Leil Shabbos, which is what the Ran says. So both the Ran, the Rambam, we're not going to read it inside. The Rashba and the Tshuva, in source number 6 also, this is quoted by the Beis Yosef, also says the same thing, and he brings the same examples. Main Sheva. Right? Okay, but you have a Russian Tosos. So you have a Russian Tosos Mitzad Echad, who say, it's a Brach Levatala. You have a Rambam, a Ran, and a Rashba, Takanos Chachavim are Kavuos, and even though Batalatam, that doesn't mean we get rid of the Takana. Now the question I'll ask you is, how would Tosos and the Rush respond? Meaning, unless you're going to tell me that they hold, we don't do Chazar Shatzei, and we don't do Brach Achas Me'in Shavatei, which I don't think that's the case. So why, how would they respond to the proof of the Ran and the Rambam and the Rashba about Chazar Shatz and Bracha Achas Me'in Sheva? Why is Kiddush on Friday night different?
Isn't there a difference between if we do it and then it was established and then someone said the reason is XYZ? So then if the reason XYZ doesn't apply anymore, you don't change what you do. But if the halacha said the only reason we're doing it is reason.
But Chazar Shashatz, you had that. The reason for Chazar Shashatz is L'Hotzi Yishein Obaki.
And it's the same source as.
I think so.
Okay.
The
Raisa versus the
Rabbanim
type thing.
Kiddush.
Is it the Raisa?
So you're more careful.
Interesting. And there's always a possibility if somebody's not a Baki and you take Chazor Sashat, compare that. But and there's maybe also that you're embarrassing people by suggesting
okay.
Stuff, right? Whereas with Kiddush, it's not an embarrassment if somebody's coming out of town and doesn't have somebody there. And we know, and it's pretty obvious. For instance, our shul, you know, pretty much, let's say you have a smaller shul, say nobody's going to. Nobody
so you're saying the other cases are still a chance, but by
Orkhan. Right, with case,
Rabbi Yasser says this. If you jump ahead to source number 9, Zecher Tzag L'Vracha, and his Sefer on Psachim, Rav Al-Yashiv, he writes, Adam Atur Paligal Zeh, the Tur disagrees, the Tur says not to say it, V'hanu Taima, the Bishlam V'chazar Shas B'zman Zeh, you can't swear to me that it's not applicable. It's possible. And by the way, we've had people in shows, Kiruv Shabbatones and outreach. We have people. You could have a shul out in the on a kibbutz somewhere, and it's possible. One second, v'lachein kama v'gam nitzava. Takanas Chazal.
Right.
It's still applicable. V'chein aviatam ve'ilushin esvarim begiloi af bezman hazeh. It's possible. I don't know. Maybe somewhere in Gaza there's snakes.
No, India.
Yeah. Aval tam shel kiddush mishum o'erchin ein o'shayich. Sherei bezman hazeh ein o'erchin nisharim beis haknesses. I don't understand that, Rabbi Yashiv. What? How do you know? Maybe there'll be a place for them to guess.
Have you seen anyone coming to shul who doesn't have a place to go?
I've never seen a shul. I've never seen a sub. Okay, I just told you a moshav, but maybe you have a place.
No, what,
I don't know. You're talking about a possibility? So it's so far.
But it's also possible that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to make kiddush.
Okay.
Do we know for sure that everybody who comes to shul makes kiddush when they go home?
Oh, so hold that thought. The rush is going to call Rabbi Yonah. Which we'll get to. That'll be the second approach.
I've been in Chabad shul on Friday nights, right? And people come on Friday night. And then the Chabad has an oneg or something like that, which sometimes I actually wash for. So there's actually...
Yeah, very good. Exactly. That's what I want. Good. Good. I haven't traveled to the places that you travel to, so I've never been to Chabad or Arkansas. But, yeah.
They sleep there. But
they eat there, so yeah. So okay, my point is that he's not saying like a halachic argument. He's saying that one is efsher and one is not efsher. I don't know. Right. Maybe it's also efsher. So I had a hard. Not for me to disagree with the Rosh. I had a hard time understanding it. The Bach gives a different svar, which I thought was compelling. The Aruch Shulchan disagrees, but I thought it was compelling. The Bach says Chazaras Hashatz is a takana. Me'ein Sheva is a takana. It's source 7. We'll just read a couple of lines. Me'ein Sheva is a takana. Was Kiddush B'Beis HaKnesses a takana? Or is it something that just happened? It's something that evolved. There were guests. We need to take care of the guests. So we made Kiddush. Was it a takanas chachamim? Our kavua v'omedes. This was never a takana. And what's his proof? What's the language of the Gemara? In the source number one. Osam b'nei adam shekitshu v'beis haknesses. What does that mean? Osam b'nei adam shekitshu. That you can read it in different ways. We don't have the tone, right? It's all based on the tone that you're going to say. But the way the Bach is reading it is that those people who made Kiddush in shul. Doesn't say there's a Chazal said make Kiddush in shul. And he quotes, he quotes a Tosos, according to Rav, why do you make Kiddush in shul? According to Rav, you're Yotze Kiddush, but you're going home anyways and making Kiddush. So why do you even make Kiddush in shul? According to Rav. You're Yotze.
You said you make Kiddush Yotze. So you're being Motsi.
But why would you be making Kiddush? You're making Kiddush to be Yotze your kids. Good. Why would you make Kiddush in shul?
For the Orchim.
Right. So Tosa says, Lahotzi Osam Shein Lahem B'nei Bayish.
That's obvious.
Right. But the point is that it wasn't a takana. It was just...
It was a chesed.
It was okay. So the Bach says that's different than the Tosos in the Rush would say. You're right. Chazar Sashatz, it's takana's chazal. The takana is remains even though it's no longer applicable. Main Sheva was a takana. So once it's takana, it's takana less. Kiddush and Shul was never takana. It was something they did. So it's not applicable anymore. There's no reason to it's not minagav asena b'yadenu, it's not batla tam, batla takana. There was never a takana. That's the position of the Bach in source number 7, and the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. And it's, I don't really, he says in source number 8, for isim yishakasav shmi olam lo haisa takana kavu b'zeh. There was never a takana. I saw someone who wrote this. El shenogu came me'atzman. V'lo domi l'chazar l'takanas chazar shatz. Baruch me'en shabach. V'lo niyastayti nirel le'edya miloshan l'shas sham u'shmu alam v'le l'kidushe v'bei kidushta. What's the Gemara's kasha?
Why are we making kidushta?
Lam le sounds like why are we doing it? Right. Not why did he do it? Right. Why was it done?
Right. Why are we doing it?
Mashmash takana kvu ha'isa. Okay. Each has a diuk. I don't think either one is more mukhrach than the other. Okay, so you have two potential reasons why Tosos in the Rush would not say like Rambam Rash Baran, either because it's Aroy Ashiv, those cases are possible for the reason to still be applicable. Masha'in Kain Kiddush and Shul, which we're pointing out, not so sure why that is. Or the Bach, that it was never a takana. That's one approach in the Rishonim to explain why we still do it today. We do it today because it's a takana. The Rush quotes Rabbeinu Yonah in source number 11. who has a fascinating argument. Kiddush, as you all pointed out, Kiddush Friday night is Daraisa. Kiddush Shabbos day is Darabanan, and Kiddush Friday night is Daraisa. Zachar Shema Shabbos L'Tasha. Is Kiddush P'makom Suda Daraisa or Darabanan? So, most states Daraisa. The Rosh, it is Daraisa. The Rosh Kotzer Ben Yonah, that's in a Brach Levatala in source number 11. It's not a Brach Levatala. The Hadam Rinan, the Ein Kiddush Al B'Makom Suda, that which we say, source number 11 on page number 4, that which we say, that Ein Kiddush Al B'Makom Suda, Hainam the Rabbanon, the Asmechua Rabbanon Akrai, the Karasal Shabbos Oneg. The source, the Rashbam in Arvi Pesachim quotes, is the Karasal Shabbos Oneg, B'Makom Kriya Sham Tehe Oneg, that's an Asmachta, but it's a Dinder Rabbanon. The Iker Kiddush Min HaTorah, the Iker Kiddush Min HaTorah, Kiddushiv Zachrei Ol Yayin B'Knisa. So now, what's going to happen? There are people who don't know how to make Kiddush. There are people who don't know how to make Kiddush. You're making Kiddush them. What are you being? You're being Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa. You're not being Yotzei the added Darabanan of Kiddush Makom Suda. And therefore, Kevin Shesh Pnei Adam, Shenem Yodim L'Kaddish, Nagu L'Kaddish V'Beis HaKnesses, Kiddush Yotzei, they Kiddush from the Torah. I think you said this. The people don't know how to make Kiddush. Rav Sternbach's going to bring this practically in a second. So still say Kiddush. You're right. It's not B'Makom Suda. Okay. You're still being Mekayim. The Din Daraisa of Kiddush. Now, the Rosh utterly rejects this. The Rosh says, first of all, Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. Sounds like you're not Yotzei at all. Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. It's not a Kiddush. You're not Yotzei at all. The Gemara later on says the language of B'kidusha da'achalo nafkisu. You're not Yotzei. The Rosh says you're not Yotzei Kiddush at all. When the Gemara says Lushmuel, why would you make Kiddush in Shul? The Gemara should have said for the person who doesn't know how to make Kiddush, so at least they can be Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa. The Rosh rejects it. Rabbi Yashiv has another kasha. And Donnie Shandra spoke about this on the last day of Sukkot, if you remember. Your Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa in davening, which is not so simple. You don't have Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is a big discussion in Kiveger, the Minchas Chinuch, but in the Be'er Halacha. In any event, the Rosh disagrees with this Rabbeinu Yonah, but Rabbeinu Yonah learns that the reason to make Kiddush today, even though there are no guests, is because there might be people who don't know how to make Kiddush, who aren't going to make Kiddush, and at least you're helping them being the Kayim, the Din Daraisa of Kiddush. Rav Sternbach, in source number 13, says, and we'll see, in Yerushalayim, the minhag is not to make Kiddush in Shul Friday night. He says there were people that had a minhag to do it in Eretz Yisrael, and they wanted to abolish the minhag. Okay? Take a look at the end of the first line. Aval machisi betokef, I objected with strength. To get rid of the Kiddush? No, that's no good. Why? You're talking about Eretz Yisrael, where there are many, many Chilani Jews who are traditional, who want to go to Shul Friday night, who do go. Rabu Ha'amei Aretz. They don't know Kiddush. Oh, they don't know Kiddush. They don't know Revius. Oh, Yain, I feel Nesach, it might be Yain Nesach. Oh, Lo Yodim Heich L'Kaddish. They don't know how to make Kiddush. Umavur, Barash Perak, Arve Pesachim, Shetikun, Kiddush, Pesach, Nesach, Lassach, Kol Pamina Torah. The reason, it's Rabbeinu Yonah, at least, to be Mekayim, the Din Daraisa, the Dover Zeh, Shayach, Od, B'Yameinu. It's very relevant today. She Yotze, Nach, Kol Pamina Torah. At least they should be Yotze, Midaraisa. Ubitul Kiddush, Oligram, Lakam, Anashim, Bitul Mitzvah, Say Daraisa. You're going to abolish Kiddush. Again, that's not so relevant, I don't think, here in our shul, but you're talking about there could be shuls in other communities that are attracting secular Jews. Certainly today, it could be Chabads are coming to shul. They're not going home and making Kiddush properly. You're helping them be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Daraisa. Now, again, the Rosh, it's fascinating. The Rosh rejects the Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Rosh says, don't make Kiddush. But if you're going to make Kiddush, either you're learning like the Ran, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Takana is still there, or you're learning like Rabbeinu Yonah, and then to keep that minhag, you're helping many Jews potentially be mekayim a mitzvah daraisa of kiddush.
He says,
but it's lane of Yeah, because we're going to see the Minhag Yerushalayim is.
It's Tokyo for everybody else. But not
no, but there is a big deal. There is a big deal about changing Minhag. Changing Minhag is not Lodavar Katan. We'll see a tshuva in the end from the Sri Dej, which is fascinating. And I got into a little bit of a, I won't call it a machalkes, a halachic machalkes, with a friend of mine who's the Rav of a big shul, which I'll tell you about in a little bit. That's approach number two.
Who was this, number 13? Who is
That's Rav Moshe Sternbach.
So where was he?
He now is in Yerushalayim. I believe most of the tshuvas he wrote when he was the Rav in Johannesburg.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that's where he's writing, not in Eretz Yisrael. Uh-huh. A lot of his shilos tshuvos are very kirov-oriented, non-relationship, non-relationship. I don't know the percentage, but many of his tshuvas are that. And in the contemporary Svarim for people in Kiruv and dealing with non-religious, he has, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of those types of shals. So thank you for pointing out. That's probably where he's writing this from. There's the third approach, which is wild. It's fascinating. The Sefer HaMichtam, it's a Rishon on Psachim. He says, there's a whole other reason why we say Kiddush and Shul. The Gam Yish Pazet Pirsum Gadol, the Kiddush Hashem, the Hodal Lishmo Yisparach, Lebarchel Bimakihelos. You know what? Barovam Hadras Melach. It's beautiful. What's the model for this? Which we'll see in just a few weeks. Yeah. No, it's a little bit different. It's a milk. It's there. It's the mikdash. But he compares it. He says, skip a few lines, but then the third line. Unbelievable. To get up in shul in front of the whole tzibur and to say Kiddush? Baruch atah Hashem, Mekadesh, HaShabbos, Vayechul, HaShemayim, Vaharetz, V'chol Tzom. Beautiful. Beautiful. So the point of Kiddush and Shul Friday night, now how exactly this fits in with the Gemara, I'm not sure. But the whole point, one of the reasons for Kiddush and Shul Friday night is it's a public persumanisa, public Kiddush Hashem, a public display of Amunah, Perovam Hadras Melach. There's another tshuva, fascinating. I didn't have ample time to really research this. There's a Sefer Rishon called Tshuvas Min HaShemayim. This is a Rishon who recorded his dreams. He recorded his dreams and wrote, it's a Rishon. Now we know that Beis Yosef had his conversation, the Magen Tshuva Sefer, all of his conversations are his dreams.
Reb Chaim would learn in time of Sechtos and his sleep, he'd get up, he'd make a scene.
Right, but he wouldn't, I don't know if he'd pass in Halacha.
I don't know, but they said that he'd make a scene.
So Reb Chaim, can he ask you?
Yeah.
So he basically says the same thing. He basically says the same thing, so it's not so crazy, because the Michtam says this, and the Or Zeruah says the same thing. But he says, Afal Pishen Veshivo, it's in the second paragraph of 15. Afal Pishen Kirshal Makam Suda, Mitzvah Lakadi Shulahadu Beseknesim Jumarovam Hadish Melach. There's a whole discussion with the Kurulai and what he says, Lalacha. The Chalkas Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Breish, who's a Rav in Switzerland, a big posek. We'll get to him a little bit later. He says he has proofs that you could paskin like him. Rabbi Eli Reisman told me, his father said, absolutely. You know, we don't paskin like the Tshuva Mishmayim. His big piece is on Tefillin of Rashi and Rabbi Notam. But in any event, it's there. Take it or not. The Michtam says it. And the Or Zeruah says it. And Rav Zilberstein, based on this, he says something fascinating. Maybe we should announce it. You know, a pet peeve of mine, a little bit, the end of davening, people are so antsy,
ready to get
even when it's not so long. Even when it's not so long. I don't know. It's like at a baseball game, I hear you want to beat the traffic coming out of the parking lot. You know, my father always growing up would want to leave, you know. No, it's a 3-3 game. How can we be leaving now? Actually, as a kid, you're like, it's 12-0, but they're gonna come back, I'm telling you. The people are in a rush. The people... Meir van Motzi Shabbos, It's not even Shema, and they're already getting the Kirsch Levana card. It's like, relax, the Levana's not going anywhere. So some people at the Talos off during Adon Olam, and Friday also, people leave. Rav Zilberstein asked, Hamemaher, Haim Yazov as Beis HaKnesses, Berlil Shabbos, Lefdesha Shemekachim. People are in a rush. Should they leave? Should they leave? It's Kiddush. I mean, maybe it's not such a great reason to, we're seeing, maybe... So he quotes this michtam and this tshuva min hashemayim, and he says no. He says you should not leave. It's a pirsum gadol. It's a kiddush Hashem. It's a hodah l'shmo yisparach berabim berov am hadash melch. And you're gonna leave? You're gonna leave? You're walking out during an opportunity to with 200 people, the 500 people, whoever is there to by chul hashemayim v'aretz mekadish hashabbos together, and you're gonna leave? Shouldn't leave. That's based on this third approach. Okay. Now, how do we paskin? So we saw machlokas. The Rosh and Tosos say, absolutely not. Not only should you not bracha levatala, maybe this or daraisa. What we do in shul Friday night. Ran, Rambam, Rashba, Takana is there, and once the Takana is there, you don't get rid of the takana, even if the reason is not applicable. Rabbeinu Yonah to mekayim the din daraisa. Kiddush Makom is only the rabbanon, so you're still going to be mekayim the din daraisa. It's helping people, or this idea of pirsum defarasya. So the tour in source 18 writes: V'nogin v'chol makomos shetzliach sibur mekadesh v'beis haknesses. Every place I saw, v'ani toma heich nishpashet zeh haminog. I don't understand how this minhag developed. We pasuk like Shmuel, the no more guests. He quotes Rishonim, he quotes Rav Haigon. The Beis Yosef say the Korban Asano asks, why doesn't he quote his father, the Rush? The Rush said it was Brach Levatala. Okay, the Bach elsewhere says that sometimes, not every time, the Torah quotes the Rush. He quotes other Rishonim, and he has a line at the end of the second to last line, V'i Aisher Chele Avtolime. If I was strong enough, if I had enough koach, I will be mevatalit. The Beis Yosef in source 21, we'll skip the next two. The Eretz Yisrael Nagu Shalola Kadesh Beis HaKnesses. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag was not to, Vehu Nachon. So the tour wants to get rid of it, wants to abolish it. The Beis Yosef says in Eretz Yisrael, they don't do it, and that is the correct practice. Okay, that leads to the Shulchan Aruch. Source 22. No, again, Mekadesh Beis HaKnesses. Yeah, the minhag is to Mekadesh. Okay? And he gets into who should drink it. That's that decide. We're not going to talk tonight about the kid. If there's no kid, what to do. Fine. If you go to the end of the third line, end of the second line, V'akshav, Afagad, V'lach, V'orchim, V'knishta, Lo, Bala, Takana, Zeo, Tam, Hamakom, L'shinog, Mekadesh Beis HaKnesses. So he's going like the Ran, the Rashba, and the Rambam. It's better not to. V'chein minog Eretz Yisrael. V'chein minog Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramah doesn't comment. The Ramah doesn't say. So it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch. I forget to mention the word. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says it's better not to. The minog in Eretz Yisrael is not to. And the Ramah doesn't say anything. So I don't know, you finish this Shulchan Aruch, sounds like it's better not to. Sounds like it's better not to. I'll point out parenthetically, I don't have a good answer to this. In Simon Tov Pei Tes, which is Hilchos Sveras Omer. So listen to this Shulchan Aruch, Sif Hei. No, Siv Tes. Leil Shabbos v'Leil Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mivarchin v'Sofrim. Achar Kiddush b'Beis HaKnesses. So once you Sfiras Omer, before Kiddush or after Kiddush? So it should be after Kiddush. It should be after Kiddush. It sounds like
Yiddish.
You're making Yiddish. Yeah. So maybe he's talking about the people who had the minhag, even though he says it's better not to. Okay, it's not. I'll come back to the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. How I got to that Shulchan Aruch is interesting. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Sounds like it's better. Yoser Tov Lahanik Shalol Kaddish. The Magen Avraham comes along, and I forgot to put in the sheet. The Magen Avraham quotes all these Rishonim who said he should still do it. So how can you tell me it's so bad to do it? The Magen Avraham said it's a holy minog, and he should keep the minog. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins that way. Or, not paskins. He tells you that. It's the minog in Source 23. The Mishnah Berurah, the Halakha Chafetz Chaim, U b'medina senu, no again, l'kadish b'beis ha-knesses, b'shabes v'yontif. I'll come back to Yontif in a minute. That you can't because there's a Seder and you need the Alkosos. Fine. Archa Shulchan. Uba Ashkenaz Nagu Lakadish. Vichay Na Aminag Vimnasenu. Bechol Bate Knesios. Ubate Medrashos. All the shuls. You're talking about Russia. Amenis Palmasach Svar Lo Nagu Lakadish. So it seems like. In the times of the Mishnah Berurah, this was being done. And the Archa Shulchan in Russia, it was being done also. In a lot of places, though, they don't. It seems to be that in most places. Now, you tell me like the history of how things developed nowadays in many places. The yeshiva has replaced the shul. Yeshivas, I think, never had the minhag to do it. You have Yesh V'Yesh. You have Yesh V'Yesh. Why Rabbi Raymond decided here to do it, I don't know. Maybe when he remembers from Europe, they did it, Minhag Ashkenaz. But there seems to be this machlokes to do it or not to do it. And you have some tshuvas, whether to or not to. In Source 25, Har Tzvi, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, he says that in Cholon, they want it to start. He says, the minhag in Yerushalayim is not to, but chutz l'Yerushalayim, if you want to, go ahead. Go ahead. The Magen Avraham, he calls him Rabban Shel Yisrael. He's kedai to be somech. And if you want to make Kiddush in Cholon on Shul Friday night, you could. Rabbi Yashu said, you should not. The minhag is all there to Yisrael not to. Right? The language of the Shulchan Aruch was not Yerushalayim, it was Minhag Eretz Yisrael. So, Eretz Yisrael not. In Russia they did, the Chafetz Chaim they did, some didn't. Different Minhagim. And that leads me to, before I get to Yontif, a very interesting, and this goes to changing Minhagim, the Sridei Esh, Bechil Yaakov Weinberg, was sent a Shaila, Yud Ches Baomer, Tof Shin Yud. So it was April 19th, 1950. And he wrote this letter responding to a question of Rav Eliezer Berlinger. Rav Rashi? Finland.
Finland. And he didn't run in Monterey.
Yes. Yeah. Montreux, is that how you pronounce it? Montreux. So, 1895, Rav Eliezer Berlinger. Sorry, he was Nifter in 1985, Rav Eliezer Berlinger. In 1943, he was a rabbi in Sweden and assisted in bringing over the 6,000 children from Denmark who were saved from the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. And in 1956, he left Finland and became the chief rabbi of Holland. And he was there until he passed away in 1985. He sends him a letter that during the war, they stopped making Kiddush and Shul Friday night because they didn't have wine. I mean, they barely had anything. They didn't have wine, so the shul, apparently the shul was still functional, but they stopped saying Kiddush. And now, 6 years later or whatever, they wanted to bring it back. Should he bring it back or should he not? And I didn't give you the whole tshuva here, but in the second paragraph on the side, Sof Davar Daiti Lahanig Shuv Kiddush. You should do it. He quotes all these opinions, and if that was already your minhag, why would you change your minhag? It's a beautiful minhag. What's interesting, and that if you turn the page, is a tshuva of the Chelkas Yaakov. The Chelkas Yaakov was Rav, I don't remember now if it's Mordechai Yaakov Breish or Yaakov Mordechai Breish. He was a Rav born in 1895. in the late 20s, he grew up in Germany, escaped to France before the war, then escaped to Zurich, Switzerland, and was he and the Sridei Eish were really like the only two who were pumping out Tshuva Svarim during that time in Jewish history, as they were relatively safe. He dealt with a lot of cutting-edge technology stuff. Rav, the Sridei Eish must have been friends with him. They were both in Switzerland. So if you look at the date of this tshuva, it's signed at the end, Chaf Beis Lamem Tes Monim. So it's 3 days later, right? 4 days later. The Sridei Eish wrote his letter on Yud Ches Baomer. This is so it's interesting. It's the Sridei Eish wrote the tshuva and must have right away sent it to the Chelkas Yaakov. And the Chelkas Yaakov says that you absolutely should continue it. That's not called Bittul HaMinhag. That's just, you couldn't fulfill.
Circumstances.
He said if you have a B'nai Ashkenaz on Chol Moed who stopped wearing tefillin because it was during the war, you're going to tell them now that they shouldn't start wearing tefillin again? That's not called a Bittul HaMinhag. That's just, you weren't able to. So he says, of course, you should go ahead and you should say Kiddush. So it's interesting. A friend of mine, I don't want to say who, he's a Rav, he's a big Talmud Chacham, Rav Shul. I asked him, because I wanted to talk about Yontif, which I'll get to in a minute, do you do Kiddush in your shul on Friday night? He said, we did.
Yeah.
I said, what happened? He said, we stopped during COVID, which we did also. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And after that, I was more than happy not to, I didn't think it's better not to. I did. Minhag, we just to play with the minhag. If it's a minhag with toast, that's one thing. If there's a reason, meaning sometimes there's a reason we changed here, but you know, well before I got here, Adam Zemiros, the place on where Adam Zemiros should be, when Hoshano should be, those decorum, kavana, the reasons. What's the reason? Because now you think like the other side in halacha. There's Rishonim on both sides. It's a Magen Avraham. So, anyways, but it's interesting in terms of changing the minhag. I want to mention two last things, which is Yontif. It's bothered me here for 5-6 years while we don't do Kiddush on Yontif. Why don't we? And I didn't get a good reason from Rabbi Lubin. I think that preceded him. In fact, he said, maybe we should. So, should we or not? What would be a reason not to? Now, if you look carefully at the Mishnah Berurah, except for the first night of Pesach.
Yeah, right.
So, last days of Pesach. Why not? You're going to tell me you need a new Becher? We could afford a $100 Becher. Right?
Doesn't have to be
$100. Yeah, but you don't want to use plastic. Fine, so we'll get 50, whatever it is. Whatever it is. So what last day's Pesach? What's Shavuos? Why not Shavuos?
Sukkos, you have a problem.
Sukkos, I don't think you have a problem.
You can say what you can do.
You can drink. Kids are drinking a tiny bit. Okay, if there's no kid, they're fine. Okay, so then, a kid? First of all, even an adult can drink. Can drink that much.
So then you're right. So that's a good question.
Well, if you're doing it for the Yorks, then they're not, because they can't be Yotzik with
it. Oh, so I saw today. I saw today the Mata Ephraim, sheets already printed up. He says that the whole takana was for the guest to eat in shul. Mm-hmm. Sukkah, you can't eat in shul. You have to eat in sukkah. So it was never, the takana was never applicable on sukkah. Now, a friend of mine told me growing up in a shul in West Orange, the rabbi and two people would go and make kiddush in the sukkah. Which is, I didn't see that anywhere. Fascinating. But why not do it on at least Pesach and Shavuos? Now you're going to tell me that you can't do it on the first days of Pesach, and you can't do it on Sukkot. So maybe low plug, but what's the low plug? The low plug is the whole year we do it. Shulchan Aruch sounds like you do, because the Shulchan Aruch that I read you by Sviros Omer, he says we don't dial an hour until afterwards.
So you could.
No, we do not. Not the first night. The first night we do not wait. Right, that's where you get home 10 o'clock. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody much older than I has to go back to what they used to do in the shuls in New Brunswick.
Okay, because if you think about it, Leil Shabbos v'Leil Yom Tov, Mivarkin v'Sofrim Achar Kiddush v'Beis HaKnesses. So what Leil Yom Tov is he talking about? It's talking about the second day of Pesach.
Yeah.
It has to be. It's not about the first night of Pesach. There's no other Yontif during Sfiras Omer. So you see, according to Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, they did. I don't know why we don't. I think we should. Now, I did ask a few Rabbanim, and they all said the minhag is not that way. The minhag is not that way. I don't, because again, I hear the whole thing in the first place is a Kiddush. Seeing, I don't want to say who the Pashas is like, it's not for me. Yeah. But Tosos and the Russia Amics of Brachotel. We're standing in our head to explain why we do it. So, okay, so it's you don't do it on Yontif. But to me, if you're doing it, you should do it on Yontif. I sent a tshuva to Rabbi Sinan Cook. I didn't get a response yet. I have until Pesach to figure this out. But it would seem to me, Rabbi Lumen told me that Avi Greenman has been asking him this question for a couple of years. I don't see why we won't do it. The Mishnah Berurah sounds the way. The Shulchan Aruch himself sounds the way. It's Mistaber. I don't think it's hard to say a low plug of Shavuos and the last days of Pesach because of the first days of Pesach. Anyways, not a low plug on Yontif when you have every single week.
I grew up listening to the Shamas of our shul. Most beautiful Shlosh Shagolim Nesach for Kiddush. And the shul was quiet. Everyone wanted to hear it. It was beautiful.
On Yontif.
Beautiful.
No, he didn't have that tune?
No. It's a variation.
Oh, he sounded good. I didn't sound good. By the way, I saw quoted today also. The Yontif piece came into my head towards the very end of the preparation. It's a Chassam Sofer that says, if you do on Yontif, you should even say Shechianu.
Really?
And then he has a whole Arichos. How can you say Shechianu? You can't be Motzi. You're moaching them. They're not... Maybe that's for sure, Baruch HaTala. Have in mind that this Shechianu counts and don't. So you see again from the Chassam Sofer that you would do it on Yontif. I want to conclude. I have 2 minutes with something very, very interesting. In the end of that Magen Avraham that's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, I forgot to mention one thing. When it comes to Yontif, the Prima Gadol does have a kasha. If you learn like the Rabbeinu Yonah, that the reason you say Kiddush and Shul now is because Elisha Biyotze, Kiddush Daraisa, Kiddush and Yontif is only the Rabbanon in the first place. So the Prima Gadol says the corner being the Yonah, you have a kasha on Yontif. Okay, but that's only one shot. It seems to be that they're holding more like the Ron, Rambam, and Rashba, that it's about a Takana Kavua. In any event, the Magen Avraham, and you have it here quoted in the Mishnah Berurah number 13, and it's in 32, second to last, third to last source. Umahadrin Achar Yain, we go after wine. Vinogin liknos bedamim hamitzvah mi sheyitein liayin lebesek neses the kiddusha of Abdelasa. We sell it. It's a big deal. It's a zuchus to sponsor the yayin for Kiddush and Abdullah. Arch HaShulchan says in source 33 that they have this minog in the middle of the line. V'choshvin zeh lemitzvah rabba. It's a big mitzvah. I'm bringing you a proof. Harvey's looking for it. We say it. What do we say on Shabbos? Yeah. Umisha boy v'sochem v'spal. Umisha nosten ner lamor. Many shuls sell ner lamor. My shul in Pesach on every Rosh Chodesh they would sell ner lamor to pay for the heating air conditioning bills.
The
yain lekiddush ulav dala. What's that?
Right.
Maybe that's a proof. Then it could be this was written when they were still having guests in shul. It's unclear, but there was something. We have a whole Misha Berach for the people who donated Yayin Lekiddush Ula Abdallah. So you're going to Mavatel the Minhag.
Maybe
Means what?
For the community.
The pastor's not the way. So now I'll ask you the kasha. The shuls that don't do Kiddush and Shul Friday night, so why are they saying this tefillah? They're having in mind the guy in OT. Yeah, but then Menachem saying we didn't say the tefillah. Not at the eight, maybe Havdalah. I think even shuls that don't do Kiddush still do Havdalah, right?
Yes.
So that we could talk about another time. I will tell you that my phone's in airplane mode. But I emailed yesterday, Mike Schneider, Brian Allen, and Barry Siegel to find out how much the shul pays a year for grape juice, for Kiddush and Abdullah. Maybe I'll be zocheh to that mitzvah. And then right now, that every Shabbos, we give that bracha. Who's that bracha going on? Nobody. So I want the bracha. Anyways, so that's a pshat. I have until Pesach to figure out if we're going to introduce this the second day of Pesach. Right. I think it's mistaber, yes, but if that's not the minog, I'm not looking to cause problems. But it's, if you have a, if you hear someone who has gives a pshat, is why we don't do it on Yom Tov, you can let me know.
Does AA do it on front of